In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. I loved this growing up. I absolutely loved this verse. It's very hopeful and triumphant. And there's a Protestant worship song that features this quite prominently called Trading My Sorrows. And I believe, one year at a sacred music conference, we may have even sung this for Sayyidina Joseph, this Trading My Sorrows song that has this verse in it. But unfortunately, that song and the verse that I just read stops short. It's not the whole idea. It leaves out that next part that gives context to what St. Paul's encouragement to the Corinthians actually is. Also growing up, I heard a lot from various people, well-meaning Christians, God won't give you more than you can handle. As if to say, you can do this. Or perhaps, stop your whining and figure it out. It's not very helpful. Nor is it necessarily true. There's a lot in this world that seems to crush, confuse, depress, or destroy us. And sometimes these things are so prevalent, surrounding us on all sides, that it's not difficult to lose sight of Christ's victory on our behalf. Now, more recently, I've seen this saying, God won't give you more than you can handle, to something more like, I just wrote it the same way. That's not very helpful. Something more like, God will get you through those things you can't handle. Or perhaps, God will not give you anything that you and He together cannot handle. This is a more accurate statement. Another way of saying, what is impossible with men is possible with God. And while true, these sayings aren't always the encouragement we need unless we understand the context behind them, unless we actually understand what they mean. There's a Romanian priest, Father George Calciu, who said, Christ did not come to explain human suffering or to eliminate it. Rather, he came to fill human suffering with his presence. And this is a man who knew a thing or two about suffering. He spent a total of 21 very, very difficult years in a communist prison camp, tortured and subjected to brainwashing, because he was an outspoken evangelist and an outspoken critic of communist materialism. I'll say his quote again. Christ did not come to explain human suffering or to eliminate it. He came to fill human suffering with his presence. Now, the epistle today reminds us that while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. We are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake. This is the path that we began at our baptism. In another epistle, St. Paul tells the Romans, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. And what else is pain or suffering but a small foretaste of death? A small participation in Christ's crucifixion. That's all pain and suffering really is. And yet, the question still remains, how is it that Paul is able to say that we are afflicted but not crushed, perplexed but not despairing, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed? And for the answer to this question, we have only to look at the lives of the saints. On this day, we celebrate the hiermartyr Dionysius the Areopagite, who was the first bishop of Athens. And through his tireless preaching, converted many Christians to Christ, or many pagans, I should say, to Christ. And when he was 90 years old, was arrested and tortured for the sake of Christ, finally suffering martyrdom 6 years later. We have our own patrons, Saints Peter and Paul, who both in their own ways suffered greatly on behalf of Christ. And just next to them, Saint Lawrence, the patron of our valley, who in his joy for Christ, in the midst of his martyrdom on a grill, cried out, "I'm done on this side. Turn me over." How is it that these people are able to be afflicted but not crushed, perplexed but not despairing, persecuted but not forsaken, and struck down but not destroyed? It's not that these saints were somehow supermen, but that they came to truly know God. It is the knowledge that he, this is from the epistle again today, is the knowledge that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us into his presence. And so when we acknowledge that this mortal body is not all that there is, and we look to the kingdom of heaven rather than this broken existence as our desire, when we die to this world so that we might have eternal life in Christ, we are able to join St. Paul in saying, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So that though I am afflicted, together with Christ, I am not crushed. Though I am perplexed, together with Christ, I am not despairing. Though I am persecuted, together with Christ, I am not forsaken. And though I am struck down, together with Christ, I am not destroyed." This is not some statement of human resiliency, but a statement of faith and hope in God who loves us. He is the light that shines out of the darkness of our hearts, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. His love, power, and glory, which abides in us when we abide in him, this is the treasure that we have in the frailty of our humanity, that earthen vessel he has given to us. For we hear later on, his power is made perfect in weakness. And so let us look, as St. Paul says, to the grace of God, that it may increase thanksgiving in us to the glory of God. Amen.